This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back, everyone, to Change Your Mindset Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. So for this podcast, we're going to be talking about how sports keeps you poor. So till this day, I love sports. Always loved watching them. Always, like when I was younger, play them, obviously. Obviously, nowadays, you can't play them as much when you get older. But obviously, I love playing them. I learned a lot from playing sports. Obviously, if you want to be good at something, it takes practice. You need to be consistent. You know, you put in the work, obviously. So you learn a lot from, obviously, playing sports. And obviously, you learn discipline, consistency. You learn a lot. And if you have great coaches, you learn from those coaches, obviously, if they have wisdom, or obviously they push you to be better version than yourself, you know, that helps you a lot as well. So sometimes you have great coaches, sometimes you don't. But nowadays there are people, obviously, who love their teams, and obviously they support their teams. They buy all the merch, they go to the games, they buy season tickets, all that good stuff. And, you know, they're super fans, and they love their sport, they love their teams, they love their players, and that's great at the end of the day. But you do need to realize that sports is a business. So it's not a charity. They're not getting free money. You're the one making them money. So obviously, they need your money to obviously pay the players, you know, produce all the games, all that stuff, the merch. And obviously, as a consumer, you buy all that. So you need to realize that sports, unfortunately, it's a business. And a lot of people do not see it like that, unfortunately. A lot of fans don't see it like that because they consume all this, their teams, and they don't realize it's just a business and they're just taking your money at the end of the day. Like I said, I'm not against sports. I love sports. I still have my teams and all that, but I do realize it's a business. And there's certain things I don't do anymore, obviously, because then it would keep me poor. But like I said, till this day, I still love sports. I still love my teams. You know, I do watch the games occasionally here and there. I don't watch it nonstop or stuff like that. But I still love sports. I do at the end of the day. So I'm not against any sports, but I want people to realize that sports is a business as well. So we're just going to break it down. Obviously, I talked a lot about assets and liabilities. Obviously, asset is something you buy that makes you money, puts more money into your pocket. Obviously, a liability is when you spend money and doesn't produce you money, so you're losing money. Obviously, the rich buy a lot more assets, and the poor obviously buy a lot of liabilities. So that's just how we work, unfortunately. So you need to think about it. Obviously, for a sports team, just think about an owner. A sports team owner, whatever it is, basketball, football, baseball, whatever it is, soccer. The owner owns the team, so anytime they sell merchandise, tickets, products, anything that has a logo, you, as a 99% of the person that's consuming it, you're giving your money to the owner that makes him richer at the end of the day. That's why these owners are filthy rich, because you're giving your money to either go to the games or buy the merchandise, jerseys, t-shirts, whatever it is, and you're making them wealthier. So for the owner's side of owning a sports team, it is a asset because they own something, which is a sports team, which is making them money. So that's an asset for them. Obviously, as a consumer, which would more likely be you, since you don't own the team, you're buying liabilities such as, obviously, like we talked about, jerseys, merchandise, buying tickets to see the games and everything. You're buying liabilities because that doesn't make you any money. That's just either just, you know, for entertainment or products, stuff like that. That doesn't make you any money. So now you're buying liabilities. And as a consumer, obviously, you're called a fan. And this is not the only way these teams or owners make money. Obviously, they make money from ads, sponsorships, all that stuff. But majority would be coming from, obviously, the consumer, which is the fans. So with that being said, it is a business. And a lot of people don't see it like that. They'd see it as a sports team, you know, entertainment, all that. But that's why you hear, like, when players get either traded and they've been on the team for, like, maybe 5-10 years, and they go, oh, I thought that we were family, you know. at the end of the day and they get traded, you always hear, oh, it's a business. So they have to do what's best for them, which is obviously, you know, to win championships and make money. And if that person isn't producing to make the money or, you know, help them win a championship, they say themselves it's a business. So they run as a business and they get rid of that player either for money or for a better player or maybe draft picks, whatever it is. So there is really no loyalty in sports, unfortunately, because it's a business. I'm sure a lot of us, or maybe a few of us, know of super fans, whether it's your friends or family. And, you know, they're always supporting their team. They have the latest jerseys, or maybe they have like their own man cave with a bunch of sports team, or even the cards, whatever it may be, or autographs, whatever it is. If you ever add up how much they spend, or even if you go like the games, tickets aren't cheap. You know, sometimes they go for a couple hundred, depending where you're obviously seated at, or maybe they're a little bit cheaper, but majority of the time they're pretty expensive. But if you ever add up how much merchandise either that person has, or maybe yourself, if you're a super fan yourself, how much money you spent, whether it's buying the jerseys, autographs, tickets, or buying merchandise for your house, your room, or even going to the games, it ends up being thousands and thousands of dollars. And without thousands of dollars, you could have used that money to obviously invest, help you get out the rat race. But unfortunately, people get stuck because they love their team so much, they keep spending money on those teams. And at the end of the day, you're just going to be stuck with your job, and you're going to be having that job the rest of your life because you're just working to buy more stuff, which is basically going to be your sports team's apparel, whatever it is. That's what you're working for. So you're never going to get free from your job. So yeah, it keeps you stuck in the cycle of being obviously a super fan because it is very expensive. And if you're really a fan, I mean, that's great. Maybe you can, instead of going out to the games or be a season ticket holder and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and stuff like that, so you can just stay home and watch the game. You save a lot more money and you're still watching your team at the end of the day. But even with you watching your team on the TV, if you still have a job, and obviously you're in that rat race because you have a job and you may have that job forever, you probably shouldn't be watching that team. You should be learning how to make money or how to get out the rat race or learning a new trade to make you more money. Obviously, you're pretty much wasting your time because you're just watching a team. You're watching a sport and you're pretty much just watching somebody else make money because those players are made obviously millions of dollars because they get paid crazy amount of money, and you're just watching professional athletes play a game because they got paid millions of dollars, and you're pretty much contributing to it while you stay poor and obviously in that rat race. So at the end of the day, who benefits? Obviously the owner benefits because they already collected the money obviously from the fans, sponsorship ads. The players obviously made money because they're getting paid for the contracts and to play a game. So who are the losers? Obviously it's the fans, because the fans don't make any money. They're actually giving away their money to make these players and obviously owners richer. So if you think about it, the person who benefits more is obviously the owner and the players. And obviously as a fan, you don't really benefit. And a lot of people will never see it like that because they think of sports of something totally different. But once you change your mindset, obviously, like to a business mindset, entrepreneur mindset, you start seeing things differently, like I said in previous podcasts. So obviously for sports, you start seeing sports as a business because it is a business. And these people are making money off of, obviously, their fans, who are obviously very loyal and, you know, very dedicated to their teams, which is great. But at the end of the day, you're never going to get ahead and you're never going to get out your job and you'll be in a rat race forever. So I mean, you weigh your pros and cons. Is it really worth it supporting this team? And obviously, you get nothing back. And you just keep giving your money away over and over. So, is it worth it? You got to ask yourself that sometimes. And sometimes, if you think about it, when your team, say your team is doing great, you know, they have a great regular season or the great playoffs and they go all the way to a championship. And let's just say they win the championship. You know, you're excited, you're super happy, your team won, you know, we're the best team right now. At the end of the day, who are the real winners when you win a championship? Obviously, as owner, yeah, the owner gets the trophy. You know, it's their team. Their team's the best. The players, they get their rings and all that. So obviously, they're winners as well. And who are the losers? The fans. And yeah, you get bragging rights. Oh yeah, my team won the championship last year or won it this year. You know, you might be bragging against other people and other teams. But at the end of the day, you get nothing out of it except bragging rights. You don't get money. You don't get anything financial. You get nothing. You get to say, oh yeah, my team won. That's it. After you spend hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars during that season. And what do you get out of it? Nothing. You just get bragging rights. That's it. So you got to think of who are the real winners and losers when it comes to that. So, I mean, yeah, it's great your team won, but how does that help you in real life? You know? So I think, like, sometimes people use sports to get out of their life, which is obviously their job and their cycle. They use it as an escape mechanism, you know, to get, like, some freedom, you know, to get away from the job, you know, their problems, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, in reality, you're just going to go back to that job and you're just going to be either really depressed or maybe hate your job, hate your life because you're doing nothing about it and you're trying to get away with it by watching sports teams, you know, because, you know, you get your adrenaline, you get excited, yelling, sad, whatever it may be. And that's what you're using to get away, you know, from your actual life and reality. So maybe if you're really a diehard fan, you know, you got to sit down and think about it, like, hey, is it really worth me spending all this money where at the end of the day, honestly, you really get nothing back? I mean, yeah, you get your emotions with games and everything. If you, like I said, your team wins a championship, that great. You know, you just win bragging rights. That's it. I mean, you get nothing financial. It doesn't help you in life. That's all you get. You know, it's something you got to think about. And a lot of people don't think about it or see it like that. But once you start changing your mindset, you start seeing things totally different. You're not in a bubble anymore. Like, majority of people are in a bubble. And once you get outside that bubble, you start seeing things totally differently. When you go shopping, you see sports, whatever it is, you see things in a totally different way. But like I said, I'm not against sports. I do love sports. At the end of the day, I set my teams and I do watch sports. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck or you're trying to get out of your rat race, whatever it is, you shouldn't be investing all that time into sports or watching sports. Obviously, this doesn't go for that. Obviously, people that have money, because if you have money, you can do whatever you want. You made it, you know. You have money, you can do as you please. Or if you love your job, hey, that's great. You can do whatever you like as well. But this is to the average person that lives to paycheck and obviously is average Joe, because, you know, those are majority of people that get targeted as, you know, by their higher-ups that make all the money. And if you're obviously not financially educated, you're never going to see things this way. And that's why the rich are rich, because they're financially educated. And like I said, schools don't teach you this, but once you start changing your mindset and start financially educating yourself, you see yourself see things totally differently. And you see how to make money. Obviously, you see things totally differently. And obviously, all these owners and rich people that we talk about, they already know how to make money because they are financially educated. And that's what it takes if you want to get out the rat race. If you want to get out your job, you need to start financially educating yourself. That's the only way you'll get out. Like I said, you can't wait for miracles or hope to win the lottery. You know, it doesn't work like that. So I hope I didn't bust anyone's bubbles or anything, because I know a lot of people love sports. They love their teams. I mean, like I said, I do as well. But you just got to think about it. I mean, you could spend a couple hundred dollars in a day if you go to a sports game, and maybe you make that in a day, or maybe it takes you a day and a half, or maybe it takes you 2 days basically to make what you made what you spent in one day. So you gotta think about it like that. You're just working to spend. So it's a constant, and it's unfortunate, it's a very endless cycle. You're constantly working to get money, and then you spend, and then you work, get money, spend. And it's like an endless cycle. And you do that for your whole life, basically. So, like I said, there's a lot that goes into it. But once you start changing how you think, you see things differently. And obviously sports is a big factor because a lot of people love sports and a lot of people spend money on sports. So there was an article published by CNBC on October 2nd, 2022. And the title states, 33% of Americans anticipate going into debt after splurging on their favorite sports teams. So in the article, it states that on average, sports fans plan to spend $664. Obviously, it says, however, it differs by age. So it gives you four generations. So I'll go through each one. Generation Z, ages 18 through 25, spend $464. Millennials, ages 26 to 41, $645. Generation X, ages 42 to 56, $827. Baby boomers, ages 57 to 76, $641. It also states, millennials are the generation most likely to drop money on sports, with about 50% planning to spend. About a quarter of them will be putting their cash towards live tickets. And if you think about it, majority of people do not have money to be spending on these tickets, obviously merchandise, whatever it is, because it's expensive. And obviously, if you don't have the money, you're going to put on a credit card. And obviously, you don't want to put your liabilities onto a credit card because it's not worth it. And you're going to end up compounding that, and it ends up being more and more money you end up owing, and then you pay the interest. And it's a big rabbit hole you'll be hard to get out of, and obviously you'll dig that hole and you'll get stuck there for a long time. It's not worth it to go into debt to see a live event for one day, or I mean, at the end of the day, it's only for a couple hours and then you go back to reality, and it's not really worth it. So you got to think about it when you're spending money on stuff like this. And you also need to factor in, when you go to these live events, sporting events, you're not just paying for the ticket. You're paying to get there, which is gas. You're also paying for the parking. Usually they charge parking. And then obviously you'll be paying for, maybe you buy merchandise inside there or whatever it is. And then you're going to majority of time pay for food, drinks. You'll be paying for that as well. And then you also got to think about the gas coming back home. So overall, it adds up. Like I said, it's just for one day. And if you're going into debt just for one event, it's not worth it, obviously, because you're going to pay for it down the line, and you're just paying for a liability, and it's not really an asset because you're losing money. You're not making money with that money you spent already. And we're also not factoring if you're taking another person, or maybe you're taking your family. Obviously, you got to add up all those costs. So it does add up overall. Like I said, sports, being a sports fan is a liability. You're really not going to make money. And you're just obviously giving away your money because, like I said, it's a business. At the end of the day, your money is just going to the players and obviously the owner. So, and also that we're not even factoring sports betting, which is even worse because the majority of the time you're probably going to lose. So obviously that's a big toll with sports betting, because that's usually a lot of people participate in that because it's highly addictive. Obviously, it does make the game more entertaining. Because, and I've done it, I'm not going to lie. But it is fun. If you have extra money, I mean, if 10, 20 bucks here and there, but some people spend bet a lot of money. It's sometimes hundreds, thousands of dollars on teams, players, whatever it is. And nowadays you have these apps that obviously want you to spend money. And majority of the time you're going to lose money. Just like the casinos, I mean, the odds are usually against you. So, and it's hard to predict these things like fantasy points and all that stuff. It's hard to predict if a player's good or not. I mean, it's really hard to win in those situations. So you're just going to end up losing more money in those as well. And that's another thing of sports. Probably at the end of this podcast, you're probably going to hopefully see sports in a different way. And obviously, like I said, my goal of these podcasts is to change your mindset. Obviously, it wants you to be successful, wealthier. You know, keep your own money and have your money make you more money. Because at the end of the day, we just buy liabilities and we just spend money. And we keep ourselves in the rat race. So hopefully you see sports differently now. And hopefully if you're going to buy a ticket or buy a merchandise, whatever it may be, of a sports team, you take a second guess and you think about it. and you hesitate and think like, hey, I'm buying a liability. This is not going to make me money. Is it really worth me spending this money from working? Or should I invest this money and slowly help me get out the rat race, or invest this money to learn something new that's going to make me money? So hopefully some people take a second, you know, and think about it before purchasing it. But, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, it's up to you. But I mean, if you want to change your life, you got to change your mindset, obviously. So that's a big factor. And hopefully I didn't ruin sports for you. But like I said, I love sports. At the end of the day, if you have the money, by all means, obviously you can do whatever you want. But if you don't have the money and, you know, you're stuck in a job and you're using your credit card for your liabilities like this, it's not worth it. And I wouldn't ever recommend it. So hopefully this changes your mindset of the topic of sports. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. If you want to share with other sports fanatics or maybe sports people that spend a little bit too much money, maybe they can, this podcast will help them and make them rethink about the money, how much money they spend, and all that money they could have used towards something else. So if you would like to share that, obviously this podcast, that'd help. If you subscribe to the channel wherever you listen to, I'd appreciate it. As always, like I said, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I appreciate it. And of course, I'll have a new podcast for you guys every single week. So look towards the next podcast next week. Thank you guys again and take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.